Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled, Open Our Hearts, Lord.
Isaiah 1:20. Thank you.
The vision of Isaiah, son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, people laden with iniquity, offspring who do evil, children who deal corruptly, who have forsaken the Lord, who have despised the Holy One of Israel, who is utterly estranged. Why do you seek further beatings? Why do you continue to rebel? The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but bruises and sores and bleeding wounds. They have not been drained or bound up or softened with oil. Your country lies desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. In your very presence, aliens devour your land. It is desolate as overthrown by foreigners. And daughter Zion is left like a booth in a vineyard, like a shelter in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. If the Lord of hosts had not left us a few survivors, we would have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the teachings of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord. I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and of fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who asks this from your hand? Trample my courts no more. Bringing offerings is futile. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and calling of convocation, I cannot endure solemn assemblies with iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed festivals, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Lynn. That was a great reading.
Thank you.
Matthew 1 to 18 to the end. Thank you, Leslie.
Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what?
Sorry.
because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph spoke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she had given birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Leslie. Just a few thoughts on this morning reading. I think this passage in the New Testament is it's really interesting, isn't it? So many questions spring out of it for me, like, what if an angel hadn't appeared to Joseph? Like, it took an angel, didn't it, to get him to go, oh, okay, let's go against what I was going to do there. So he's trying to save her from public disgrace, but she's still going to be pregnant and married, and that would still be a disgrace, wouldn't it? But so he's in this position where he wants to protect her, but he's also trying to follow the rules of the day. And it took an angel to appear to him and say, do not be afraid. You know, this is actually the Holy Spirit. This is actually happening. It's not just Mary making something up, or it's not like, you know, it's not all about you, actually. Jesus is coming. So my initial thought was, wow, I wonder how Mary felt when, you know, she's blessed with this news, but then she's also got this like inner wrestling going on. And like, oh my gosh, Joseph might toss me aside, and who's going to think what of me, and all this like, but so her prayers must have been answered when an angel appeared to Joseph and she had that support. And yeah, so is that, it's also like this surface level of how we think things should be done, and then God acts in a different way. Because we have these rules in place, even though we don't think we do it, culturally we have certain rules and boundaries in place. And then God almost works in mysterious ways. That's what we say in it, to dismiss things. Like, he catches off guard. And yeah, becoming pregnant with the Holy Spirit would definitely be catching me off guard. But there is something here where Joseph is asked to go against the status quo of the day and to take Mary in. And yeah, that's just a thought. The rest of the readings, Isaiah kind of got me on that level as well. You have this whole surface level of religious stuff where you're bringing your sacrifices and burnt offerings of rams, all these things. But God's like, I don't want any of it. I don't want any of it because of the injustice that's happening. I want justice. I want to rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. That means more to me. This morning I read, there's a UN envoy has come over to the UK and has said that it's Olivier de Schutter. And he's urged ministers to increase the welfare spending to visit to this country this week. He said that poverty levels in the UK are simply not acceptable, and the government is violating international law. The United Nations poverty envoy has said ahead of a visit to this country this week, and he'll urge ministers to increase welfare spending. What he's saying is that the £85 that someone gets on universal credit a week is not enough because of inflation, rising rent costs, all these things. £85 a week is not doable. And he says the whole system's like a leaking bucket. So he says your inequality is unsustainable. The rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer. And in this country, I read that this morning, and then reading this morning, it feels like so much on the surface level, we often appear to offer our offerings through foreign aid and judgment of other people's things. So we're used to almost being the democratic lawmakers of the world, aren't we? Maybe some colonial echo, but we kind of uphold ourselves as being the ones to copy. You know, we are a good example, the light to this world. Maybe I'm speaking more historically, but it kind of, I do kind of have that feeling sometimes in myself. When we look at other cultures and think, well, glad I'm British. And then someone comes over and he looks at our stats, he looks at our society, and he finds it wanting and says, look, you are not, you are, what he's saying is you are not seeking justice, you're not rescuing the oppressed, you're not defending the orphan, and you're not pleading for the widow. These people, a lot of people in our country are falling under the poverty line, and they have been for a long time. It's just exaggerated more now. I don't know if any of that rings true for you, or if you think I'm just talking nonsense, but there is some, yeah. I don't know how that relates then to Joseph and Mary, but there's these things where I think God can work through the unexpected. And actually, if we see revival in this country, I don't think it'll be through through the rich places. I don't think it'll be through, you know, it'll be through those that have been oppressed. It'll be through those that have been through hard times. And actually, that's where God will move and where his spirit is needed the most. Oh, gosh, I don't know if I'm saying controversial things or not, but we're going to pray. I'm going to be quiet. We just need to pray. These are just some thoughts off the top of my head this morning when I've been reading these verses. And maybe you had a different thought you'd like to share than Lindsay and Marilyn. But let's pray now for the world. Let's pray now for inequality. Let's thank God that he can do things that are unexpected still, that he can produce miracles. The Holy Spirit is at work, and it might not be in ways we expect. And let's raise up Israel and Gaza conflict as well, and for other areas of conflict that are out of the media spotlight. It's Ukraine, and there's Sudan, and other places that we're almost not hearing of now because the Israel and Gaza conflict, which is horrific enough. So let's offer on to prayer. Jesus, I pray for those that don't have enough, for those that need the food banks to survive, those that need handouts to put the heating on, those that are really struggling. And as we, in our churches, you know, we offer you ourselves, God. Instead of token things, we offer you ourselves. And Lord, I thank you for the volunteers that run those food banks, because they're mostly from churches and Christians. Lord, for people that run Christians Against Poverty to help deal with debt. For Taunton Debt Advice, another Christian charity, for all those that are helping. And, you know, community initiatives that are helping people who are in dire need. But God, these charities shouldn't be needed. This shouldn't be happening, Lord. And, well, we're seen as one of the richest countries of the world, but yet our poverty line is growing higher and higher. And people are struggling more and more. So, Lord, so much of capitalism, Lord, is based on greed and shareholders and all the... increasing wealth for a few at the cost of many. And God, I pray that somehow this would change. But God, may we hear the cry of the oppressed. May we hear those that need help. And help us, Lord, when we look away from that, we just, either we've got fatigue, compassion fatigue with all that's going on in the world. But Lord, open our hearts and our hands this again today. And God, I thank you that your Holy Spirit is at work today, and it's at work in unexpected ways. I thank you for this story of Mary and Joseph. And that angels exist. The angels can be around us day by day. Lord, I pray that we would see angels. Lord, we see your Holy Spirit at work. May we see evidence that your kingdom of God is coming. Lord, that you have won this battle. As you died on the cross, you took away our sins. Lord, I pray that we may see that reality. Lord, when we hear voices from the outside, like this UN envoy, it's like almost like a prophetic voice coming from the outside, like Isaiah's. It's so easy to get angry, defensive, just, you know, he's misinformed or he's judging us all wrong. But Lord, may we hear the voice from the outside, because sometimes it takes someone from a different country, a different culture to look in and go, oh, guys, you're doing this wrong. And Lord, may we hear that voice. May we hear your voice, God, when it is different to what we expect as well.
Yes, Father, we ask for justice because you're a God of justice. Thank you that you do love those who are downtrodden and cast out. Thank you, Lord, that you love us as well. And thank you for the provision that you've made for us. But Father, we just lift our government to you, and may they make right decisions concerning this comment from the UN man. Father, we ask too that we may be very mindful of those around us who may be struggling. Lord, give us insight into that and help us to help those who are struggling. And Lord, just thinking about the awful things that happened within Israel, Lord, it made me think of all those villages, Christian villages in Nigeria and other places where jihadists had just come in and massacred. Oh, Father, it really did bring home the reality of that, that your Christians, your children are being persecuted. So, Lord, we lift all these things to you. And we ask, Lord, for your intervention, your healing, your comfort, your blessing, your working, Lord, in all of these communities that have been so. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.